Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
All right, this is the MGB Wrestling Podcast 351, Mission Pro Wrestling, Hell Hath No Fury. And the reason I'm laughing is because Mason's asleep because he's
No, I'm not. That's a lie.
You look like you're a little bit tired.
I'm not even ready yet.
That's all right. I got stuff to talk about anyway. So as it finished, you said actually you thought it was Hell Have No Fury.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually, I looked up the exact quote. I knew the quote was Hell Hath No Fury Like a Woman Scorned. So it was obviously an all-women card that we just watched. I don't remember if I mentioned it was Mission Pro Wrestling, so I better throw that in now. I actually looked up to see where it came from. So basically it refers to, no one is angrier than a woman who has been rejected in love. The proverb is adapted from a line in the play The Mourning Bride by William Congreve, an English author of the late 17th and early 18th centuries. I certainly didn't know where the quote came from, which is why I kind of looked it up. And I wondered if you'd actually heard of that quote before anyway.
So no, I thought it was a
pretty reasonable place to start. Now, we actually watched the whole event. I know recently, because of time, we've only watched three. We're on a weekend right now. We're actually recording on Martin Luther King Day, so we're actually recording a week early. And also, we have Wednesday off as well because it's Inauguration Day.
I'm still 12 while we're recording this, but when it's released, I'll be 13.
Yeah, we said the last one recorded would be the last one before you were a teenager. But yeah, while we've got a bit of time, it made sense. We actually watched this half on Saturday, and then we watched half on Sunday. I took this. This is actually from Tidal Match. I think that's what it's called, Tidal Match Network. I wanted to watch this for a long time. I've certainly been a big fan of Thunder Rosa for a while. You've been a fan in respect to, she follows you on Twitter. she doesn't follow me on Twitter. She does follow Good Cop, Bad Cop on Twitter, though. I've certainly seen a few of her matches on the indies. I have a feeling we've actually seen her in person, but I don't think you remember it. I can't remember exactly where it is, and I think it would only have been once. And I'll talk about the circumstances of how I think we got to see her a little bit later. But no, I realized there was two or three events, and I thought this was a good time to subscribe to this network to try and watch a few of these. I certainly want to watch a few. Having watched the first one, I certainly would like to see some more of these. And also, at the same time, I think it's coming up in February, because you get 2 weeks free. And then you get your month subscription. So basically, we get 6 weeks for the price of a month to begin with. Also, we know Franco Varga is going to be, I'm trying to remember what it's called. I'm blanking right now. It's like First Ever or something. That's also on the same network. So I was like, oh, this is like the perfect time to subscribe to this network. Catch up on this organization, watch Franco's. And actually, I've already started to watch some other stuff on here as well. There's a lot of different organizations. When I was looking through, they actually put single matches out as well, which if it's like a big match, I kind of like that, because you know how sometimes we'll click on like an event and then we'll go, does this look any good? They'll take out sometimes the biggest match from that thing and then just post it as a single match. So I saw one straight away. I was like, ooh, I'd kind of like to watch that. Like Jordan Grace is certainly featured. Luckily on Impact, she still gets to appear on the indies, so there were certain things like that. So yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on that network. So we did the same thing. We do have, the main event was certainly the one we always talk about. That was Thunder Rosa and Lindsay Snow. The match that you most wanted to see was Jenna Van Mussels and Roxy. And I think you said mainly because it was the name. You like the name.
I don't know anybody on this card, really.
And I'm trying to remember who the... because you don't really watch AEW, because there was a few people from that. So I'm thinking that's the person that you didn't know then. I think I might have suggested Big Swole then, if you didn't know that.
You said Maddie Renkowski as the one that you suggested.
That was mine. Yeah, that was the one that I wanted to see the most, but I wasn't sure if that was what
so
you
picked.
So
that was the one that I picked as...
Oh, okay. The other one I wanted to see as well was Elena Black, because I'd heard a lot mentioned of her, but I don't think I've really seen her wrestle, or if I have, I haven't seen her wrestle very much. So, there was a few people on this card for me who really... you know Holodead from Match 1.
Yeah.
And that
was it.
That was probably it then. All right, shall we get to Match 1 then? So, this is one where you don't have to talk... If there's nothing you want to talk about, you don't have to talk about it, and then we'll just focus on the three things. Match 1 was Jasmine Allure and Holodead. Anything for this one, Mason?
There was 30-second highlights after the match.
There was, and I kind of like that, because some a number of times where it's like, oh, you missed the finish because you were playing with the cat. So if you miss something
that
for this
never
one,
happens.
No, that never happens.
That happened this event for you.
I do the research, so it's fine. I don't have to get the finish exactly. It's sometimes good if we know at least who the winner is. Sometimes you don't even know who won, which is kind of bad for this one. Who won this one then?
I don't remember. I didn't write it.
I don't remember either, actually. And it wasn't one of the main ones anyway.
Oh, it is Holly
did. There was social distancing in the crowd for this one, because I think this was from, I want to say this is September 2020. I know the event's in Texas, but I don't remember the town. Oh, what about the location? Why don't we talk about the venue might be the wrong word. Well, I guess where it was staged. You want to talk about that a little bit?
It was staged under like a little, there was a cover over top,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. And then you could see a massive.
It kind of looked like an outdoor bar.
Yeah, and it was,
I don't know if it was, but that's kind of the vibe I got from it.
And it was by a highway, and there mm-hmm. was a big, massive Ford sign behind it.
You like the fact that Ford got a lot of sponsorship for it, but yeah, as it started to turn, I guess it was filmed. I guess it was the summer, so I'm going to guess they started filming around 7 o'clock, something like that, because it was light to begin with, but certainly by the end of the event, it was dark, and you could just see the car's headlights coming through, so that would be my guess for this one. Yeah, it was socially distanced. I think, actually, there was two different versions. I think I picked the deluxe version of this, and as far as I could tell, the only difference is this was actually listed as a dark match. And I think part of the reason was Holodead was actually used on commentary later on. So I have a feeling that's why she was up first, so she could then go and do the commentary for Title Match Network. What did I put down on here? Oh, I put the finisher looked like a pedigree, but it wasn't. I can't really look. They locked the arms up like Triple H does, but then she actually lifted her all the way up into the air and then kind of reversed the move a little bit. So, yeah, I thought it was a pretty solid finisher. I've not seen Jasmine Allure before, but another one who was, yeah, I thought they put on a perfectly good match to begin with. As they got later into this one, I didn't think it looked as socially distanced, I have to admit. I think it was more, this is, if you don't know, remember when we went to our first indie event? We had no idea that there was matches before the matches. Like, we just thought if it's doors open and it says starts at 7, you assume it starts at 7. You don't realize that somebody, luckily I think somebody told us later, get there early because they have pre-matches and stuff. So anyway. All right, the match 2 as we're viewing it anyway. Avery Taylor versus... I got Alex Garcia, but I heard on commentary Garcia, so I'm not sure if it was spelt wrong and then somebody pronounced it differently. Anything for this one?
Holly Dead said on commentary that she took a book. She took a book out of my page.
Oh, she got. We were watching this with Jay actually on night one. I forgot about that because we came down because even he laughed at that one because he knew that wasn't the correct phrase. Yeah, she got her words mixed up a little bit on that one. One of them had pink hair, and they said it looked like that person had dyed it because of Alex. That's possible as a fan, but you could have just pink hair.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think, like when we used to go to Nova Pro, like Maddie had blue hair. So I'm going to say normally you'd see wrestlers with that, but it's not an unusual color. In fact, I saw a friend on Facebook today post their new hair color and it was pink. So I don't know it was necessarily for that person, but anyway. I have the finish if you don't.
I don't.
Avery slams and gets the pin. But once again, two people I didn't know either of them, and I enjoyed this match as well. I wasn't writing anything down for this one particularly. It was one where I was like, okay, I know we're not talking about it for the main part, so I'm just going to sit and actually enjoy the match, which I was quite happy to do. All right, match 3, Promise Braxton and Killer Kate versus Vert Vixen and Jenna Lynn. I got Jenna Lynn came out to Kung Fu Fighting. Actually, I think the Vert Vixen did as well because it was a tag team. I got the finish.
Yeah, I don't.
Choke out.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Didn't write down who choked out who. Yeah, there was, I'm going to say, there was tags in, there was tags out. It was a standard match. Nothing wrong, nothing particularly memorable. But yeah, certainly a fun match. A lot of these first matches actually were kind of short. I think most of them were actually under 5 minutes, if I remember. Because I kind of looked on Cage Match ahead of time when we were trying to pick matches. Because there was some where I was like, yeah, you better not pick that match, otherwise you're going to have literally nothing to say, because it'll be over almost as soon as they get into the ring. So it was kind of lucky that we picked matches much later into this one. So I think that was another example for this one. All right, match four then. This is one I wanted to see, and I can't remember if you agreed with me or not.
I picked it.
This was, you did, you agreed with me. Jazz and Maddie Renkowski.
It was very short.
Oh, I apologize. It was Maddie Renkowski versus Red Velvet. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Velvet's dad and uncle were boxers. They said on commentary.
Oh, they did? Oh, I missed that. I totally missed that.
And Maddie won with a roll-up. Like, well, Red Velvet wanted to do, like, her little pose, and she just rolled her up.
This match was 9 minutes and 5 seconds. This was, like, the third longest match on the whole card.
Oh, was it?
And that's
it?
All you got?
This was not 9 minutes.
Yeah, it was. Oh, actually, no, you're right.
It's, like, five.
I missed my part. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. This was 5 minutes. The reason I misspoke earlier is, and I meant to introduce some of this, I saw that actually Maddie Renkowski had actually faced Jazz at something called Mission Pro Genesis in 2019. Now, I couldn't find, that sounded like that was the only event. Obviously, you noticed I said Mission Pro there, right?
Yeah.
But it said Mission Pro Genesis. Like, Genesis is the start or something. So I'm wondering if it's the same company. And then they've just kind of just dropped the Genesis, or it was kind of a different people, and then Thunder Rosa took over, so she just wanted to take out the word Genesis, so it was a brand new name, and then, I'm not sure. It's in Texas again, so I'm sure it's the same company. I don't know if you know who Jazz is. Jazz is a former WWE wrestler as well. She's actually been going on Impact for the last, she's kind of on a tour right now, like she's kind of finishing up, this is like her final year.
Oh, I know who she is.
She was on the Impact pay-per-view we watched.
Yeah, I know, I can tell you exactly how I know her.
Okay.
Because we might have an upcoming interview, and I was looking up about that person, and he was trained by Jazz.
Ah, okay. I'm trying to remember who she tagged with. I think it was Jordan Grace on... interestingly, it was actually on the Impact event that was called Genesis as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think she was tagging with... So, anyway, I thought that was interesting. I actually looked up, because I know for some of these, I said, I've seen these people before on AEW. And I know you don't watch, so you're asking. A lot of the people, you were like, well, have they been on AEW? I don't always watch the Dark show, but I sometimes watch the Dynamite show. So some of these I actually looked up. Renkowski has actually been on AEW. It was in 2020, and it was a December 22nd episode in a match against Layla Hirsch. So basically within the last month then, pretty much. Also, Red Velvet. I recognize Red Velvet because as she came out, she kind of did like a stirring motion with her hand. To me, it looks more like a DJ rapping, but she does like the stirring motion. And I remembered her because she faced Lady Frost. When Lady Frost got to appear on AEW. So I actually looked up some of her matches. She faced Lady Frost, Danny Jordan, who we saw a year ago at Butch vs. Gore. I think it says Rach Chanel. It's like Rachel, but there's no L there. I think you pronounce that Rach. Vert Vixen, who we just talked about in the last match. And I don't know if you remember Leva Bates at all.
No.
She actually had, I think she had blue hair when we saw her at Nova Pro as well. She has a gimmick right now on AEW where she's part of the, I think she's the librarian. I think that's what it's called. So I think it's Peter Avedon she's with or something like that. Because we didn't remember how you say her name. It's like, is it Lever? Is it Lever? Is it, we had no idea how you, so I actually put out on Twitter, anybody tell me how you pronounce her name? She actually responded. That was really cool of her to do that.
Yeah,
so
that
we
was
knew
cool.
How to, because we saw her, but I don't remember them announcing her on the ring thing. So I remember just seeing like the poster with her name on. So I had no idea how to pronounce that name at all. So I thought that was cool to do that for us. All right, match five then was Big Swole versus La Rosa Negra. Big Swole's trainers included Cedric Alexander and Caleb Conley. I was like, oh, I know both of those names. I like
yeah.
Cedric Alexander. There was a third person, but I can't remember who it was. Now, I have to admit, I know Big Swole because I have seen her. I think we've seen her once before as well, but I cannot remember where. Mm. I didn't know what that word swole was. I had to look
it means,
up.
Like buff. And
oh,
strong.
Okay. So you knew what it was then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it says extremely muscular, used especially of a man. But they also said it's because it's like swollen. So I can imagine like your muscles swelling.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I never even made that connection at all. I figured it was one for the cool kids. I'm not surprised then that you knew it, but I certainly had no idea what it was. Kind of mean on this. Cage match ratings are very fickle. She had sixes when she was when she was on the Indies in 2018 and 2019, and then since she's joined AEW, her ratings for 2020 and 2021 are in the fours. Like, that's pretty mean. And like, she's not an inexperienced wrestler. I'm trying to give her 4. I don't know if some people have been giving her 0s just to try and bump her ranking down. People do that. Like, if they don't like a wrestler, they'll give them a 0, and then they got no chance of recovering from that. Here's her last 3 months of 2020 on AEW. She faced Hikaru Shida for the world title, which she lost. She then faced Tesha Price, Kylan King, Vipress, Lindsay Snow, who we'll be talking about later in the main event, so she has appeared on AEW, and she also tagged with Serena Deeb against Diamante and Ivelisse. I don't think you know Serena Deeb. Serena Deeb is the new NWA World Champion. Obviously, later on, Thunder Rosa comes out with the title when she was the NWA title holder. So that one's kind of switched a little bit. Anything for this one, Mason?
Big Swole. Swole got pinned and bridged up and pinned La Rosa because she, like, flipped it over, and I thought that was pretty cool. And La Rosa bites Big Swole. Big Swole goes for the dives, for the discus elbow, I mean, but La Rosa does a slam instead. La Rosa does a frog splash, but Swole's legs breaks the plane of the rope because she couldn't pin in time.
Yep. And that was a good spot by the ref as well.
Yeah, and Big Swole wins with a discus forearm.
Yeah, she can't, that was, because we're like, did she punch her in the face? And then they showed the replay and you could see it was a forearm. But yeah, it was a strong forearm. It didn't look like she was actually going to win at that point at all. I deliberately didn't mention anything from the start because I was going to give you the opportunity to, so I'm going to do it. She was dancing with a woman on the outside, gave the person a high five as she's running around the ring. And then she was like, oh, I don't think I'm supposed to give high fives because it's like social distancing and all that stuff. And then she kind of just gave air fives to everybody else. And I think there was one person she did give a high five to. It might have been somebody she knew. It might have been like her family was there or friends. So she might know those people a little bit better. What did I write down here? Oh, I looked up a couple of things for La Rosa Negra. Actually, in December 2020, this is the last event at MPW. So I don't know if we're going to review this with Mason or not, because it's still a long way out. There was a best 2 out of 3 falls for the vacant title, and La Rosa Negra actually beat Lacey Ryan. So I don't think Lacey Ryan was actually even in this event. So I'm guessing she appeared in either the second, third, or fourth show. And yeah, so she is actually the current Mission Pro title holder. Match 6, Rachel Rose versus Elena Black. This was certainly one that I was interested in. Didn't recognize Rachel Rose at all. She's obviously known as the Queen, and obviously everybody else knew her because as she was walking around the ring, people were going down like on their knees and treating her like she was a real queen, like you would for the Queen of England. And Elena Black came out with a mini casket with Rachel's picture inside. I really liked that. I thought that was a really cool little gimmick. I don't know if she always does that. If she does that, I don't remember seeing her do that on the matches I've seen on the indies. What did I see? Oh, you asked is a lot of these people on AEW, so I looked for this. Elena Black was on AEW in late 2020. Brandi Rhodes and Red Velvet, who we just mentioned earlier, defeated Elena Black and Layla Hirsch. And Red Velvet defeated Elena Black also as well. And we talked about this on a very recent review, Mason. I think it was the Synergy one. The GCW 56 Nights, KTB and Shane Mercer defeated One Called Manders, Charlie Tiger, Ellis Taylor, Levi Everett, and Steve Scott. Because I reckon I was like, oh, they're the Synergy people. And Elena Black. So we mentioned her there as well. But yeah, it looks like she certainly does intergender matches as well. And to give you a feel of some of the people who she has faced last year, Alley Cat, Lainey Luck, Taya Valkyrie, and Kylie Rae. So she certainly had some big matches in 2020, considering how much of that year was lost, obviously because of COVID. Anything for this one?
No.
I don't even remember who won this one, actually. I'm trying to remember, and I'm kind of struggling for this one. I was kind of doing the research while the match was going on, but I certainly enjoyed the match. Elena Black is certainly a wrestler I would like to see again.
I believe
again,
it was Elena Black that won.
I have a feeling it was too, but I'm certainly not 100% sure for this one. All right, match 7, this was the one that you wanted to see because of the name. And then actually it turned out it wasn't Jenna Van Mussels at all. She came out as Genocide. And actually, if you look up on Cage Match, Jenna Van Mussels, I don't think it even found it. So anyway, against Rock C. And I've made a note here, if Mason doesn't get anything, it's because he was looking for the cat. You were like, where's the cat? And I was like, she's at the window.
And
you're like, where? I was like, I don't see her. So if this is a really short one, I'm blaming it on that. And I don't think this was a short match. I think this one was the second longest one. So
yeah, it was pretty long.
Oh, actually, before I do that, I got a few things because I didn't recognize either of these two people, actually. Roxy is actually only 19 years old.
Oh.
I was like, wow, I didn't realize she was that young when she was wrestling. I saw a video of Genocide, actually, I don't know if it was her own gym, but she was on, like, you know the rings they have in for gymnastics?
Oh,
you hold on to them, you kind of swing around. She was supporting her weight like that, but at the same time, with her legs, she had a medicine ball between them, and she was lifting the medicine ball up with her legs. I was like, oh my gosh, that's pretty full-on right there. I did find a few more things for Roxy. She wrestles on a consistent basis for Reality of Wrestling, which you might not recognize, but that's the one that's owned by Booker T. I was like, oh, I knew Booker T had an organization, but I didn't know what it was. She's also wrestled for Rise and Shimmer, which are certainly two big female organizations as well. And she has appeared on WWE. She was part of the conga line for No Way Jose.
Yeah.
I think it was this year. I'm not sure. It said, last year. January 27th. So I think that was 2020. All right. Anything for this?
Well,
should be.
Yeah. Jenna Van Muscles is bionically improved. So now she becomes Genocide.
Uh-huh.
That was the story.
Did they say what they improved?
No, they just said bionically.
What was her look like? I'm trying to remember. Like, was she wearing a mask or was it painted? There was something about her face that looked
different.
I think
it was painted on.
Okay.
And
so kind of like...
she had, like, armor-ish.
Okay, so she's kind of looks like Holodead then and Thunder Rosa in that respect?
Yeah.
The painted... Okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't armor. It was padding, but it like had
uh-huh.
the effect of looking like
gotcha.
Armor. Genocide caught Roxy's crossbody. Genocide... holds Roxy's upside down for like 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Genocide speared the ring post when Roxy moved out the way. Roxy does a suicide dive, but Genocide won with a choke slam.
Mm-hmm. And another one, I would say this was a thoroughly enjoyable match. A lot of new women who I hadn't seen before. I don't know if it's because it's Texas, which is obviously 1,000 miles away. That's a long way. So that might be the reason we haven't seen some of these
people.
Oh,
yeah, that's probably the reason.
Yeah. Elena Black, actually, I think it said, is from the Chicago area. So she actually traveled kind of a long way to get there, I'm going to guess. And I did see, and I can't remember who it was. It might be Lindsay Snow, was actually from Florida. So same thing. They probably, although I guess you're kind of south anyway. You just got to go across. Texas is a huge state anyway. So it depends where in Texas. That could add another 300-400 miles onto that. But yeah, that might be the reason why we perhaps don't know some of these some of the wrestlers for this one. Main event then, Thunder Rosa, Lindsay Snow. Actually, the commentary team got this wrong because they're like, here comes the challenger, and then the challenger turned around and it was not the challenger. It was Thunder Rosa holding the NWA title belt. Now I am curious, why did the champ come out first?
I really don't know.
I have no answer for that.
That never happens.
No, that never happens. That made no sense. Now, when it happened, I was like, I know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to cut a promo in the ring. And she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't cut one at all. And that's something that we're missing from our notes, mm-hmm. actually. Because right after that pre-match, Thunder Rosa did come out, cut a promo, talked about the organization a little bit, talked about the match, what was going to happen. Lindsay Snow came out, confronted her, and they were already started bickering, and they kind of set it up nicely. You could tell that they were big rivals, ready for the main event.
Yeah.
So, So, no, I have no idea why she came out first. And then Lindsay Snow came out. Lindsay Snow's look reminded me a little bit of Maria Manic.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, she looked really, really tough. There was a lot of tattoos there. That darker look to make it look... It just looks very tough. She
yeah.
looked believable as a tough woman. And, kind of scary compared to... Thunder Rosa's not particularly tall, I don't think.
Yeah, she's not.
Yeah, so in terms of that size difference as well, it was certainly a good versus bad. Bigger person versus smaller person setup. Let me tell you some of the title reigns then that Thunder Rosa's had. So she's been the GRPW Lady Luck Champion, the NWA International Tag Team Champion with Holodead. I said I'd mention it later, as the Twisted Sisters. That's why I think I've seen them. I'm sure we saw the Twisted Sisters somewhere. The EBPW Ladies Champion, the Lucha Underground Trios Champion. We used to watch Lucha Underground.
Yeah, we watched
like season one, and then we stopped watching it. It's on Netflix. We could get back into it, I guess.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
Well,
that.
You could watch it at any time, I guess. Well, let's put it this way. It was. I assume it's still on. And we kind of liked it.
Yeah. And then, I don't know why we stopped.
I don't know either. Unless it was because we watched season one, and then that was the end of season one, and then we just never got back into it. And that's possible. Inspire Pro Twin Dragon Connection Champion with Cherry Ramones. Who else we got on here? AIWF International Women's Champion, International Princess Champion, NWA World Champion. She held that title for 271 days, and she is currently the Inspire Pro Twin Dragon Connection Champion with Rachel Rose, who we talked about earlier. So there was kind of a few... You can kind of see how she put this card together. Like, people who she's wrestled with as tag team partners, a lot of those people feature within this, so it all kind of put together. Most of those titles as well, like over 200 days. There's a couple on here. One was 775 days, 554 days, and there's a lot in the high 200s. So obviously Thunder Rosa is somebody who's been very respected on the indie scene, the fact that she's got to hold those titles quite as long as that. All right, let me tell you about the AEW matches then, Mason. She beat Serena Deeb. That's the person who eventually took her NWA title from her. She faced Hikaru Shida for the women's title, but lost 16-minute match. She defeated Eva Lise for the NWA title on AEW. Hikaru Shida and Thunder Rosa tagged together against Diamante and Eva Lise. I don't think I saw that one, but I think I'd like to go see that match. Thunder Rosa defeated Lindsay Snow. Ah, so she'd actually faced her again. That match was actually in November, so this would have been after. All these matches now are going to be after the match we're about to talk about. She lost to Serena Deeb on AEW Dynamite for the NWA title. And then she's recently beat Jasmine Allure. Ah! The person who was in the first match.
Oh, yeah.
And also Ashley Vox, who we reviewed, actually, when we did LW Main. So, yeah, she's appeared on AEW now at least 8 times, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. What you got?
Thunder Rosa does a suicide dive. Thunder Rosa does it. She, like, starts a hurricane run, and she does it, but then it turns into an armbar.
Mm-hmm. That was a really sweet move, actually.
Yeah.
Because I actually asked you at this point, I was like, we're like 5 minutes into the match. Do you have anything more than the 10 words? And you're like, I'm getting stuff. Mm-hmm. And then just as that happened, that was a really sweet looking mm-hmm. move.
Thunder Rosa does a missile drop kick off the top. And Lindsay does a backwards power bomb. Mm-hmm. It, like, she grabs her legs and then she tucks it into a ball.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, it's not like a power bomb like you think. I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of weird.
Some of these are difficult to explain. There were some really good moves, but they were kind of so intricate that they're not always easy to explain. And particularly when the commentators don't always necessarily help you out on things like that. Mm-hmm. So I'll back you on that one.
Yeah, Thunder Rosa ends up winning with a Thunder Driver.
Yeah, and I thought this was a really solid match. I really enjoyed this. You could see that these were two of the best people on the card.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were really comfortable in the ring. They'd obviously wrestled each other before. They were putting together moves that you don't always necessarily see, but you could tell that they were both experienced wrestlers, and I thought it worked pretty well. After this match, Lindsay's next two matches were actually at GCW.
Oh.
So it was Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 3. I think this was at the Collective. It was in October. It looks about the right time for that. She defeated Layla Hirsch in the semifinals, and then she actually beat Allison Kay in the final. So Lindsay Snow actually won that tournament. So that was a good way to go after this one. Allison Kay, I'm trying to remember, Sienna, when we used to watch Impact Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Because I know you don't recognize that name. One thing we both thought almost identical. This was almost like a jinx moment, Mason. As that match was going on, I was just thinking, Holodead's really good on commentary.
Yeah.
And you said to me, Holodead's really good on commentary. I was literally just writing something down to remind me saying about that. What did you like particularly about her commentary? Is there anything that sticks out for you? I had a couple of things.
You don't talk just strictly about the match.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, like, drift a little bit away and talk yep. about different stuff.
Yep.
You, like, wrestle with them. So mm-hmm. that means you don't like them sometimes. You don't like other uh-huh. wrestlers. You make some analogies, you know. You're very knowledgeable. You talk about different stuff, like their back matches.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I like about a commentator.
I thought, yeah, she mentioned multiple times, like, when Thunder, I think it was the very last match particularly, Thunder Rosa was just about to set up a move, and she said, I know what's coming now, I've already experienced one, this one hurts. And then she like kind of stomped on her, and she was like, "Oh, I can kind of." She was very emotional. You kind of really bought into it. But yeah, the fact that she knew a lot of these wrestlers, I thought definitely added insight. I did write down the name of the other commentator from a title match, Brittany Nicole. I hadn't actually seen her before, so I'm not sure
she's
what her background
a
was.
Texas native.
Could be. I thought those two worked together pretty well, though. They were really complimentary of each other as well. They were like, "I'm really excited to be doing this with you, Holodead." And Holodead's like, "I'm really excited to be doing it." I thought they worked really well. Mm-hmm. The fact that Holodead kept talking, there was no like dead air or anything where there was nothing going on. She even remembered to plug the sponsors, which I'm sure is more the other person's job, because she's not really from that network. But I thought that was good that the wrestler remembered that and said, "Hey, for the next event as well, we're going to need people that can sponsor matches, sponsor." I thought that was really good that she played a part of that. I thought Holodead was a great commentator. I've never heard her commentate before, but yeah, I think that she could be a great commentator for... I'm going to be interested to see, actually, if she does that for the future events as well. Mm-hmm. And I haven't actually looked at the cards for the other ones, because I kind of don't want to spoil it. But I definitely do want to watch some more. I thought this was a thoroughly enjoyable pay-per-view. I'm still unsure, though, on one thing. Like, we got the title match for $10, and you have all these different organizations you can go watch. But you could, on Mission Pro's own website, watch this pay-per-view for $20.
I feel like they should make it, like, 5 to 10.
I thought 20 was a lot for one after the event. Like, if you're watching live, I can understand 20. I can kind of see that as a pay-per-view figure. But after the events happened, that seemed like kind of a lot. That's why I kind of looked for that. I'm glad I saw that network. Because I was like, in theory, we could watch all four of them for $10. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Is it something I'm going to keep up for a whole year, like independent wrestling? No. But there are a few things on here that I can't get on IWTV. There's a few things I can't get on PowerSlam. So I'm going to try and watch as much as I can. But yeah. All right, I got one thing. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, me too. We were talking about commentators, and on football, I thought the commentators were like had to be perfect.
Uh-huh.
I knew they were talking about Dez Bryant. I don't know if I heard them wrong, but I thought they... Because Dez Bryant is now on the Ravens. And
oh, he is?
Yes, he
is.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
And I thought they said they had the next play that the Cowboys... I thought I know he was playing for the Cowboys, and I don't know if they were just referencing playing on the Cowboys. Uh-huh. But I could have sworn that they were talking about the Ravens being the Cowboys. Hmm. So I don't. So they're not.
That wouldn't
perfect.
Surprise me. I can tell you one fact I heard this weekend. I haven't watched any football this year at all. So only things I've seen are like from Twitter. You obviously know that Tom Brady now plays for the Buccaneers because you have been watching. So Tom Brady's first year in the NFC. And he's already made the championship game. Mm-hmm. And the Dallas Cowboys haven't made one in 27 years. Mm-hmm. So I that's amazing that Tom Brady's been playing that long.
I called it.
That's absolutely
I told
crazy.
You at the start of the year that the Buccaneers are going to win the Super Bowl. I told
there,
you at the start.
I thought they were going to be better. I didn't know they were going to be quite as good as this. And I'm trying to think what the matchups are now. Didn't I hear that Mahomes is injured?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't see that one?
No.
That was the Cleveland game, I think. Oh, we got Jay in here. Mm-hmm. Jay, you know what happened to Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Oh, okay. You just recognize the name?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I heard that he got injured. Now, actually, it's good. It's good that you came down at this point, Jay, because I was going to ask Mason about a couple of things. So, one is, I think we need to ask him about what was his thinking behind when he did the... Because you started to edit as well, right, JJ?
Yeah.
You started to edit JGB. Why didn't Mason have 10 minutes worth of music at the end of his podcast last week?
Because he wanted his podcast to be even longer than mine.
Yeah, his was only 21 minutes last week, which was very disappointing, and yours was 29. You'll be pleased to know that this week I already saw it's like about 33 minutes, and we've still got all the music and stuff to add in, so... I think he might get it back this week. He actually took some notes this week, JJ.
What do you mean I took notes last time?
I think you've inspired
it's
him
just,
now.
It's just...
That he just needed that one week that,
I think,
that he had less
let
than
me
you,
tell you
and
why.
That will never happen again.
Let me tell you why. It was because we only watched 3 matches, so we didn't have all the other matches to comment on.
You had, like, one line for the main event, and you can always play the tape, but you missed a lot of stuff. Yes, JJ?
Once I heard Mahomes, I said Patrick, because I know... That Patrick Mahomes has a lot of money.
Plus, he does. He signed a massive contract. He was taken out for concussion.
Oh.
So it's unlikely. Oh, he's going to play the Bills. That's right. Because the Bills were checking the rules, like how long do you have to be out if you have a concussion? So he might not even be eligible for that championship game. I'm not sure who the other side is then. I'm not sure who the Ravens... not the Ravens, sorry.
The Ravens lost.
Yeah, the Ravens lost. I'm not sure who the Buccaneers play, sorry.
Packers, I think.
Oh, you're right. It's the Packers. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we've got some bonus football talk on here as well then. All right, anything else?
No.
All right.
Do you have anything to say?
You going to do your water balloons? Boom.
That's getting edited out.
That's
not.
I can edit it back in.
How? It's going to be deleted.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from them.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/